Radio.
They're the ones who make it happen. They're the ones who get it done. And that's why we shine the spotlight on them on Business for Breakfast. It's time now for the Business Leaders Spotlight on Money Radio.
Well, it is that time of the week once again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:35 a.m., we have the unique opportunity to sit down and visit with some of the Valley's business leaders, both men and women, making a difference right here in our own backyard and our community. Our next guest is doing that, the CEO and the founder of Gentech, which brings a wealth of experience to the foundation's mission. We're going to talk about what Gentech is, STEM education, all that good stuff, and to do that, we are very excited to welcome our guest this morning, Debbie Kvesde. Did I say that last name right? Okay, good. The CEO and founder of Gentech. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing?
Good morning.
I wasn't sure you were here. I was like, oh, no. Did I forget to call? But then
I walked around.
Then you showed up. So it is good to have you here. Before we get started, let's talk about your story a little bit. How long have you been the CEO of Gentech?
Since 2016, I was a teacher before that, about 25 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you were in the biz, if you will.
I was. It was my students' idea to start the company. So
really?
Being a teacher, instead of buying them pizza, I bought them a company, apparently.
Very nice. All right. Mm-hmm. So we hear the word STEM education. I think some people just go, oh, yeah, STEM. And then they're like, what does that actually mean?
It's an acronym for science, technology, education. Engineering and mathematics.
Okay.
So, and you put all of those things together, you have STEM. Some people put an A in it for arts and
STEM.
STEM.
Or STEAM. Oh, STEAM.
Right, that kind of thing.
That may make more sense. Right. This type of education, I think what you're saying, just reading a little bit up on this with Gentech, mm-hmm. is some of the communities here in Arizona underserved in this area. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And all throughout Arizona. And the big thing is that Arizona's grown tremendously in manufacturing, engineering, and technology. So we should be teaching the kids for their future.
Yeah, no, for sure. So what does that look like, though? Like, what, you know, Gentech, you started this in 2016. You know, we're nearing almost 10 years in doing this. I'm assuming you've made some pretty big inroads, right?
But
you bet. What is your daily, and come a little closer to Mike. Sorry, you're falling away. What is your daily kind of, your mission, your grind that keeps you going? You know what I mean?
We want to prepare today's kids for tomorrow's futures. And in the classroom, there's a lot of great teachers and a lot of great STEM programs out there. It's hard to keep them sustained in the classroom. Teachers move around a lot. And as you know, there's a teacher shortage. Mm. So our company takes a very innovative approach. We hire college IT students, very, very bright techs that are passionate about technology, and they bring that passion and that knowledge and expertise into the classroom. So not only are we alleviating the teacher shortage, we are providing tremendous expertise in STEM topics, complex STEM topics today, into the classroom.
Yeah. I'm going to go back, date myself a little bit. We never did tech classes when I was growing up. Like, I took typewriter class,
you might have
right?
done voc ed. This is similar. Yeah. CTE is a big influence here.
Okay, so, but I mean, the tech world, it's just, you know, it changes
it's
every
expounding.
Single day. Yeah.
And who's keeping up with it?
Right.
You know, who's teaching the kids to be ready for the future that awaits them?
Yeah.
We are.
Good, I love it. If you're just tuning in, Debbie Kvesde is the founder and CEO of Gentech, based right here in the Valley, and they recently launched the Gentech Foundation. So tell me about that a little bit more.
Okay, this was thank you for asking. It's a great evolution of our companies. So being tech leaders and tech experts in the whole industry, we have found that lots of schools want our program into their schools. They want the expertise. They've been with us, but the funding is not there. Mm. So the foundation is a way to align corporate industries and then private donors who want to help this whole movement. And particularly industries who it's in their best interest to prepare for their next workforce or their workforce now even. And so this is an opportunity to connect industry and donors by donating into the foundation to support schools in specific programs maybe or just general programs for teaching kids STEM. And then we can offset some of the costs and help the schools and gain funding for that.
City of Phoenix is behind this big time, right?
Big time. Yeah, they've started one project. We're looking at two other projects with school districts. So we meet them halfway, and it's a nice program. The city donates, and the school donates, and we donate through the foundation. And then we can provide some really top-notch programs that sustain all year, and then maybe several years is what we're looking at.
I can tell this is passion for you, right? So that's good.
You think?
Yeah, I think a little bit. Let me ask you some of the reaction you get if you do get to interact, which I'm sure you do, with the kids that are seeing this stuff, maybe for the first time, you know?
Oh, we've seen so – you're going to make me cry now. I've seen so many kids that realize that, wow, this is really cool. I love coding, and they've done it for the first time. And so we're inspiring a lot of kids to go into tech fields. They've never thought of before. They've never held a robot before. They've never done coding or any sort of 3D printing. And words can't describe how very, very cool it is to see kids get so excited about something that's actually so needed.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. I'm not going to cry. You can cry. Debbie Kvesde, the founder, CEO of GenTech. The GenTech Foundation teams up with the City of Phoenix. I was reading something, the Murphy School District for this coming year. Big stuff going on there. Do you want to touch on that a little bit?
Extremely poor area. Mm-hmm. Opportunity kids that really don't have those kinds of opportunities to hold robots again in the coding. We're now there teaching robotics to two or three classes. They're very excited, very, very excited. The kids, they're amazing.
Where are you going with this? You know what I mean? Like, if I said, Debbie, what's your goal?
We want to be in every school in Arizona and beyond.
Okay. What does that take? Besides you continuing to work hard and all that, but what is that? What's the next evolution, if you will? What's the next step?
Awareness, public awareness of what we're doing. A lot of schools know what we're doing. They don't have the funding, so finding that funding. And when you look at it, you know, lots of large corporations, they like to be philanthropic and give to schools. This is a way to sustain STEM education by putting an organized process into place. And that's what we are. I have 100 techs that will come into classrooms with expertise and alleviate the teacher shortage and teach STEM in the classrooms. So the process is actually simple from our perspective, but difficult for all the pieces to come together. We've done that.
It's really cool. Let me ask you this. As these, you know, these things continue to grow and the city and the state of Arizona continues to grow and more, whether it's tech company, I mean, these companies are coming to Arizona all the time, right? Setting up base, whether it's off
growing
the 303, the I-10, I mean, they're everywhere. Is it your role to hit those companies up? Like, hey, here's your future, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. That's what we're doing with the foundation. We're hitting these companies up.
Good.
Providing donations. And being involved, and they could be involved as much as they want. If they want to work with us on a program that's specific to their company, you bet, we'll go after. You're an aeronautical company.
Yeah.
We'll focus on that, and we'll, sure. Or a microprocessor company, or whatever company you are. Even if you're a law firm and you want to focus on the technology aspects of law, you can partner with us at GenTech. We'll put together a program together. You can sponsor a school, you could sponsor a district, and we could teach hundreds. We could teach hundreds of thousands of kids technology and change the footprint of Arizona.
I use an old sports analogy. It's like a minor league, right? You got your big dogs right here. There's the big building, but you got to grow the future and make sure the pipeline is full. It's a really cool story. It's great what you're doing. I would love for you to give the website and, you know, where people, maybe businesses listening that are like, this is great. How can they go find out, you know, some more?
GenTechFoundation.com.
Okay.
Go there. Everything's right there. And you're always welcome to call us or email us. All that information's there as well. We'll have to talk to you about specific programs. We're here to change STEM education and propel Arizona's education forward.
It's going to be really good. So GenTech, G-E-N-T-E-C-H, obviously GenTech Foundation, and you said .com.
.com, yes.
.com. Find out more information, see what Debbie and the crew are up to, and if you've got a, you know, you got a district that you think would benefit from this, or you're one of those companies that we just talked about, find out a little bit more. Go to GenTechFoundation.com. Debbie Kavesdi, thank you very much for letting us shine the spotlight on what you're doing. It's